here's a story from The World.
Nearly 24 citizens from Canada may soon be heading home after nearly 4 years in detention camps in Syria. It's where suspected ISIS members and their families are being held, among them hundreds of people from Europe and North America. They've been stuck there since ISIS was defeated in 2019. Now, a court in Ottawa says it's time to repatriate Canadians. The World's Shireen Jafari has more.
Since 2019, Canada has argued that it can't take its citizens back from Syria because it said the detention camps are too dangerous and that its diplomats are unable to travel there. But now, according to two separate decisions, Canada must repatriate 23 detainees.
I'm delighted with the judge's decision. This is the Canada I recognize. This is the outcome we've been hoping for.
Alexandra Bain is the head of an organization called Families Against Violent Extremism. She has been working with the families of the detainees for the past 4 years. She says the judge's ruling in this case takes into consideration something that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has repeatedly said, that a Canadian is a Canadian.
He takes it back to the Magna Carta of 1215 and the Canadian Constitution of 1867. And our Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms under Section 6, which gives all Canadians the right to return to Canada.
The decision can be appealed, but if it stands, these Canadians are coming home. Among them are 4 men and 19 women and children. Lera Taylor with the Human Rights Watch has been monitoring the conditions in the camps. She thinks this could be a pivotal moment.
This ruling could open the door for repatriations of all the men from Canada who are held in northeast Syria, but also could set a precedent for other courts in other parts of the world to also tell governments that they must bring home all their nationals.
Taylor says there are still nearly 42,000 people from 60 different countries living in these camps that are run by Kurdish authorities.
So this major step forward by Canada does not mean that this global detention crisis has been solved.
Taylor has visited these detention camps and she describes the conditions as dire. The latest Human Rights Watch report says hundreds of detainees have died from malnutrition, disease and violence. It says children have died in tent fires and they face threats of sexual harassment. Last year, supporters of the so-called Islamic State stormed one of the prisons in northeastern Syria, prompting the Kurdish authorities to respond. It took 10 days of battle and the help of the US and British forces to take back control of the prison. More than 500 people were killed, including prisoners and several children, according to the Kurdish authorities. Alexandra Bain of the Families Against Violent Extremism says it has taken Canada way too long to respond to this situation.
I think it's entirely political.
Political because bringing back individuals who lived under ISIS is controversial. Some argue that they must never be allowed back home. But human rights groups say governments should take responsibility for their citizens. They say they should repatriate them and prosecute those suspected of committing crimes. Alexandra Bain says this group of detainees returning to Canada has a long road ahead.
What happens when the plane touches down is that they will be met by an organization that is based in Montreal, experts in child psychiatry, children of war. This team will work with the children and the grandmothers or aunties and uncles or grandfathers or whoever is meeting the plane. And then the detainee will be dealt with by our security services and then the court.
She says while the adults go through legal proceedings, they'll be wearing ankle bracelets to monitor their whereabouts. No date has been set for their return. For The World, I'm Shireen Jafari.
From PRX.